thank you to everyone that has listened to this bullshit across. I want to say what? I mean, I'm looking at the fucking map here. It looks like 48 states. That's five. That's 43. You know, it looks like 40-something states people have been listening to. And let me see how many countries you've been having. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 fucking countries. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just been pure amateur hour in here. I'm not real serious with this. It was funny because I remember my dad called me up. He's like, hey, you know, I don't know. You trying to be a DJ or something? Yeah. I don't think it quite works that way, Dad, but no, I'm just ranting away, longing away my life as I die. Shout out to my boy. He fucking says we're going to live forever. Oh, nah, that's not going to happen. You got to, you know, I think you're able to live a fruitful life if you are aware of your mortality, I think. I think if you're able to appreciate the sunset, you ever appreciate the good times, if you're able to understand that, you know, next thing you know, I'm going to be in a fucking hospital bed with someone taking care of me that doesn't really care about me. They want to off me so they can go on to the next person and take off their load and go have drinks or get home to their significant other. That's what's going to happen. Someone right now is going to school that is going to be in my deathbed and taking care of me and being a total ass to me, you know? That's exactly how you see, and I view it that way, right? It's all fucked up. But that's the way I view life. That's the way I come to reality with the moment and the reality of what we experience. But so I don't know why all these fucking people have been listening to this fucking show. There's nothing here to talk about, just my rants and thoughts. Just making sure, man. Making sure if my daughter dies, I don't leave that knowledge for anybody else to give her about me. I always panic about that. Like, man, I can't imagine certain people. I have certain people in my head that if my daughter goes to after I die, she's all traumatized and she goes to, it's like, how was my dad? Oh, my God. They're going to paint a totally fucking different picture than me. So I'm grabbing the bull by its horns, man. This is all contingency plans. You know, and then she gets older, she'll laugh at me about this. It's like, oh, man, Dad, you're kind of fucking crazy. I'm a Looney Tune, for sure. I mean, I was actually talking to somebody online, and they were telling me, you really, why are you scary? And I'm like, look, this is why I'm scary. I have an intimidating personality, and this is my frequently asked questions. They just started laughing. I'm like, yeah, I see that. I know, no fucking shit, Sherlock. I'm not here categorizing myself for no reason. Okay, what did I want to talk about? Fuck, I had something in my head. Hold on for a second. Oh, yeah, this brought me memories of my playing days. I remember in my playing days, I had an incident, man, when I fucked up on a defensive assignment, I want to say. And my coaches went out. It was halftime. And as I'm walking to the locker room, he's just going to town on me. So I don't know if technology would be available, but it was with the Sunshine Network. It was an SEC conference. I want to say it was in 97, February 97 or March 97, Sunshine Network. And it was an SEC conference tournament final, and we were in it. And, yeah, my coach went off at me, man. And it was like my face was plastered, and you could see the coach just barking in my fucking face. Right, it was just one of those very intense moments. I remember when I went to playing out in the courts during the summer, people were telling me, man, yeah, I saw you on TV. Hee-hee. Man, you were getting dogged out by the coach. But that was the end of an era, I would say. That time that I played basketball in college, that was the end of that era where coaches were in your face and they touched you and they pushed you, right? It was allowed, and I think that was transcending from the Army because a lot of those coaches had Army or military backgrounds. So their parents or family members were from the military. So they were very hard, and that was something that our culture and our society, American society, was a little bit more rigid and more disciplinarian where it's like not corporal punishment, but you know what I'm saying. Like there was just more physicality to getting a point across. now here we are, you know, 20 something years later, and I see something exude those traces of 1980s and 1990s. And it was exuded over at the league of everyone's favorite dad, LeVar Ball. And he created a league where it's supposed to be about high school phenoms, and they're getting paid. Instead of going to high school, they get paid and then work on their game before they go to the NBA or they go to whatever it is, right? It's just given an opportunity. I think it's great. Personally, I think it's great. The person running it is not going to get any excitement with the PR. But nevertheless, he's in there running the league, and he had a coach in that league really get physical with a player. I mean, really get in his face, very confrontational, to the point where I don't think many would not have been there would have been understanding if the kid would have had some retaliation. I mean, that's how physical the coach got. You can check it out on YouTube. It's a LeVar Ball league coach player altercation. And basically the coach was enticing the player. Like, come on, like, let's fucking get it on. And I read the comments from the player, and he said, I'm smarter than that. I know there's some ramifications if I was to do that. And I'm not going to get in there. I'm worried about having a career. And kudos for him. And I hope he plays his ass off so he gets to play professionally somewhere, hopefully in the NBA. I like to see that kind of attitude because he exuded some maturity beyond his years. And the coach did not. And I don't think in this day and age you need to do that anymore. I mean, we're different. It's not. I hate when people want to revert back to the good old days. And I think the times are better as we move along. Granted, they're different, but it's a better situation. These kids having the ability to do this, and we have to be smarter, and we have to understand that these kids, they don't react to such behavior anymore. It's like they turned that off now. And it doesn't come across as caring anymore. It doesn't come like the parents, remember, like parents, in a nutshell, have become more sensitive to physical discipline. I know I have. I mean, I've done it, but it's nowhere near what I experienced and nowhere near what other people. I was watching the video on Instagram. It was so hilarious. This lady was just going to town on the kid, just giving him the belt. Bah, bah. And the kid was on the floor like. It was just crazy. It just brought me like traumatized flashbacks of all that stuff growing up. And you see it, and it's not like it used to be anymore. People are putting time out. Things are taken away. I'm not saying that a kid doesn't deserve a spanking from time to time, right? Because some of the kids are just really off the chain. But you have to understand that those days are gone as far as being confrontational and getting physical with people, especially in a player-coach dynamic. But this is the kicker. LeVar Ball hasn't done anything. He hasn't spoke out. He has neither condoned nor recanted or refuted that type of behavior. And I think that's going to be a problem because I understand maybe in his personal space with his kids, maybe he feels that's okay. But I think from a PR perspective, I don't think parents would want their kids to be indoctrinated into that type of world. And I think that the coaches now understand that. They don't exude that. Maybe there's more verbal jousting. But as far as them touching them and getting physical with them, it doesn't happen anymore. Those days are gone. I remember Bob Knight, man, when I went to see him. Poor guy. I went to see him. We got kicked out of practice a couple times. He was pretty intense. And come to find out, he fucking went ahead and choked one of the players, Neil Reed. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, I could see that. You know, that couldn't be, at those times, that couldn't be fabricated or Photoshop, whatever people say nowadays. You can't do that. And I saw it firsthand being there for a week in Indiana. I was like, over in Bloomington. Great experience there, by the way. The people there love basketball on the high school level. Shout out to Dan Dockich. He was really awesome to me. Coach Norm Ellenberger. Very, very awesome people there. They were assistants under Bob Knight. And yeah, I did that whole experience for a week where I think I'm pretty certain I could have gotten a manager scholarship. I mean, Coach Wardick told me that. He said, they'll take me in as a manager scholarship, but I was like, oh, no, man, I can't. I saw how those guys were being treated, man. It was like, I just wasn't tough enough. I mean, a combination of me leaving the state of Florida plus being in that environment, I don't know. I wasn't tough enough then. I mean, I just knew I was not going to react to that very well. I just thought my college coach was a walk in the park. Let's just put it that way. And he was a very, very vocal coach. And we had our spats and we had our differences. But as far as Bobby Knight, it was a different animal there. And I see it in this clip. And it's something that you have to understand. These guys have to change. Just like I have to change as a parent. You know, you can't try to instill the ways that were successful with you. It's a different personality. Like with my daughter, I'm learning it's more about the carrot, dangling the carrot in front of her and saying, I'm going to give you incentives for doing certain things. That's how she reacts the best. When I give her a whooping, which I have, I was probably what, first grade, the last time I gave her, and I give her one, but I give her one really good one. Because in the state of Florida, what happens is it's like I read a statute that says it's not abuse if it's only done once. There is an actual statute, Florida statute on that, that it's not considered because there was a dad that went ahead. There was a case here in Florida that a dad went ahead and disciplined his child and was taken to prison or taken to jail. And he had to go to trial and that was the statute. It's like, no. It's not constituted, even though the girl, the boy was acting a fool, he didn't go above any crazy levels of discipline. So I'm like, I always say that in my head. So if any parent ever comes up to me, I'll be like, look it up in Florida statutes, and it tells you about discipline. Go read it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and educate you on it. You're not going to tell me what I can and can't do. You know, like I feel like that sometimes with parents. It's like, look, you want to make a comment? No one has ever said anything because no one even says hi to me. But I know there's been people that have had their comments to make to others. And I would be like, well, how about this? Let's make a bet. Let's go ahead and see how you raise your child and how I'll raise mine. Let's meet up in 18 years once they're done with high school and let's see where they both stand and let's see how it all works out. Let's see if your way works like mine and vice versa. Because some people just think that you can universally apply methods and they all come out the same way. It's such a constant of variables that you're dealing with, right? I mean, all I want my child is to feel loved at the end of the day by the parents, by everyone. If we give her love, hopefully that's enough. You know, and when I see these guys, these coaches just acting a fool like this, just being all in the kids' faces and shit like that, you know, that's not, they don't deal with that. They don't deal with that in the elite level. You know, you don't see the great coaches in the NBA. I don't see Steve Kerr. I see him punching clipboards. You know, I see Popovich giving a rant to a player here and there, but as far as getting physical and getting, no, that doesn't get like that. Those guys, they're intense, but not to that level. So LaVar Ball, I want to root for you. I mean, because I think what you do is revolutionary. Having your kids create their own shoe line and starting your own league. I just wish he was more likable. He's taking that bad guy role, like that Mayweather role, but he doesn't have any talent. It's his kids. It's one thing if you're Mayweather to take the bad guy money and all this and that, right? But when you don't have no leg to stand on, then you're just a straight-up comedy skit. And I hope for the sake of those kids and I want your league to succeed because I love seeing kids getting opportunities to do well through the channel of sports. I think that's a beautiful thing. And for many people that come from lower socioeconomic levels, that's one of the outlets. And by all means, if that helps them get exposure to life and to opportunities, I'm all for it. But those coaches got to understand that they can't cross that line. Not anymore.